Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Attorney General Johannes Tomana finishes the court with the exact number of police officers in the country following complaints by the MDCT of inflated figures in this year's early vote, but the figure has not been made public.
That is a matter in respect of which his lordship has had judgment and in respect of which he has reserved judgment and in respect of which we cannot comment because it is unlawful, reckless, irresponsible and dangerous to do so.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says he is confident of victory in the July 31 presidential election despite what he says are ZANU-PF machinations to steal the vote.
Mugabe wants a peaceful but rigged election.
The Women's Coalition and the Youth Forum criticize political parties for failing to keep their word on implementing policies that would ensure all equal representation in all political offices by men and women.
Attorney General Johannes Tomana today finished the court with the exact number of police officers in the country after he was directed to do so by Harare Magistrate Judge yesterday following complaints by the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai that the number of officers that applied to vote early was inflated. Thomas Chiribasi reports.
In a case that was heard today in the judge's chambers, lawyers representing Attorney General Johannes Tomana today supplied the court with the exact number of police officers in the country after the MDCT complained that the number of police officers that applied to cast their ballots ahead of the July 31 national elections exceeded the number of the non-police force. Documents presented by the MDCT Deputy Chairman Morgan Komichi's lawyers in court obtained from the Finance Ministry show that the country has a force of not more than 44,000 people. But Police Chief Augustine Chihuri applied for 70,000 forms, of which only 1,000 were not returned to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Attorney Louis Uriri, representing Komichi, told reporters that the number of officers in the country will not be made public.
That is a matter in respect of which his lordship has had judgment and in respect of which he has reserved judgment and in respect of which we cannot comment because it is unlawful, reckless, irresponsible and dangerous to do so.
The MDCT says it thinks inflating the number of police officers who voted in the special vote conducted this week was one of the many ways that ZANU-PF intended to use to rig the July 31 polls. Judge President George Chiweshe reserved his ruling to tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Robert Mugabe told his party's supporters in Chinoyi today that the MDC should not concentrate on looking for problems in the electoral process, but should just subject itself to elections, saying power is derived from polls and not the courts. He added that he will not accept the observation of the polls by countries in the European Union because the bloc is still maintaining sanctions on him and other senior ZANU-PF officials. His wife, Grace, encouraged her party's supporters, especially the youth, to desist from violence as the country gears for this year's crucial elections.
Musatukane, pasine violence. Anamai, ngatu zeiva nale yadu, kutai waka kurwisana, hapusiko kunoita kutijunushinake. Munoona utitika rwisana, tika tukana, mangwana rango odaka. Saka isuma, nwemu zanu pia futino ziva kuti. Runyararo ndorinoendesera nyika yedu mberi kuwirirana ndokunoendesera nyika yedu mberi ndinokutendai maita henyu.
Politically motivated violence claimed at least 200 lives of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's supporters, prompting him to pull out of the 2008 presidential runoff. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.